Artwork Newspaper Issue 221. May-June 2022. Title, 100 Years at the Corney Soapery. Tucked away in the quiet Scottish town of Kirkintilloch is a small soapery celebrating a big anniversary. Founded 100 years ago, 2022 marks the centenary of Corney Soap Soapery. Returning from the battlefields of the First World War, weary of the misery he had seen, Scotsman Jimmy Little built a small humble building in Kirkintilloch and began making soap. The aim was simple: to create Scottish natural skin care products from organic herbs and essential oils. The business was an instant success, and today his grandson, Jim Little, runs the soapery, which still operates from the same small premises and uses the same traditional handmade methods. As a boy in the 1960s, Jim helped on Saturdays, and after graduating in the late 1970s in chemistry, he joined the family-run business full-time. Picture 1, Corney Soapman Jim Little. Visiting Corney Soapery is like stepping back in time. From the soap-splattered granite floor to the rafters full of drying herbs filling the air with scents and the 100-year-old soap-cutting tools, this family-run business is truly traditional and authentic, right down to its name. Corney was the old name used for the town of Kirkintilloch. Set within its own organic herb garden, this unique, local award-winning business creates the finest Scottish natural skin care products from organic herbs and essential oils. Their products are all vegan and handmade, using extracts of Scottish plants and old-fashioned methods that create a purer, gentler product. They offer a wide range of natural skin care products, including fresh herb soap, nettle soap and botanical soaps, organic shampoos, shower gels and body washes, body butters and skin lotions, including the award-winning Bog Myrtle body butter. Our top 5 products are nettle soap, nettle shampoo, nettle moisturizer, calendula lotion, yarrow geranium soap, and I have to include the solid shampoo, says Jim. Picture 2, Corney Soapman Jim Little. This working soapery also happens to be the oldest and last working soapery in the world operating the cold process. The cold process is known as the natural way of soap making, retaining the oil's natural glycerin, or glycerol, to help make the soap cleanse in a very gentle way and retaining the skin's natural oil mantle more effectively. Pure soap made since the first days is still sought after by multiple chemical sufferers, MCS, and it has been associated with beneficial long-term use, explains Jim. For over 100 years we've been making an organic vegan nettle range, a favorite with people who suffer from psoriasis, eczemas or sensitive skin. It is hugely popular and helps so many of our skin problem sufferers. The hand-cutting assembly, and other machinery purchased in 1921 is unique and still used daily at the soapery to hand-press and cut every single bar of soap made today. Corney grow all their own organic herbs including lavender, thyme, sage, and bog myrtle, all of which can be seen hanging and drying in the soapery building. All the herbs are sourced from central Scotland, and the main gardens surrounding the soapery building itself. We have planted over 20 types of herbs, from which we crop and incorporate into a range of body care products. For over 19 years we have been growing a yarrow lawn. Yarrow's Latin name, Achillium milfilium, hints at its long tradition as a wound herb. Achilles of Troy War's fame is reputed to have used it on his wounded men to repair skin back to normal health. One of my favorite aspects of the soapery is combining plants grown in my organic herb garden with benefits to customers in a simple, energy-efficient way. Being a custodian of the cold process is great as well, says Jim. We make our soap by hand in small batches, which is a sustainable, eco-friendly method of production. The original pure soap was delivered to customers' doors on a monthly basis till the mid-1970s. In the 1970s, Whole Foods shops across the UK and further stocked the UFO-shaped glycerin soaps in cucumber, rose and fern, to name a few. Corney then began doing markets and are now regulars at the Edinburgh Farmers Market in Castle Terrace on Saturdays and the Stockbridge Sunday Market, as well as at markets across Scotland and at the Country Living shows. Jim says, markets have had a hugely positive impact for Corny in the 30 years we've been doing them. Interacting directly with customers allows us to get to know them and build a relationship. Looking forwards, I see the company continuing to build on our wonderful history and legacy. Here's to the next 100 years. You can buy directly from the Corny website, or catch Corny soaps at one of the local farmers' markets. Corny Soapery Canal Lane, Kirkintilloch, Glasgow G66-1QZO141-776-1218 www.corny.com. Francis Anderson.